Bill Morris. He is with Save Our Sexton. Bill, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. I'm pretty good.
Bill, did you attend the last Board of Education meeting?
Yes, I did.
I wanted to get your take, and before we talk about Sexton, but I want to get your take on what you saw at the meeting. As you know, those meetings have been quite volatile. It appears there were two different factions on the board with what they wanted and who they wanted to serve as a superintendent. They've been trying to get T.C. Wallace out. Some have been trying to get him to stay. It's just been a lot of drama. Tell us what you saw, what you heard, and what you think.
Well, I would say that actually the meetings of late haven't been so volatile as there's been a lot of people trying to express their point of view in terms of, you know, Dr. Wallace and that situation. That was entirely predictable, what was going to happen at the last board meeting. His being placed on administrative leave is entirely predictable based on the fact that his contract was ending. He's been spending a lot of time out of the district. The board needs to have a person in place, their one employee. That's the board only has one person that they actually manage, and that is the superintendent. The superintendent manages everyone else. So the board is married to that person. If that person isn't the person that they want, then they need to make a change. I think that became very obvious back at the end of last year when the board announced that they were making arrangements to shorten Dr. Wallace's contract, and this is part of what happens. What's most important is their process now to begin searching for a new superintendent, even though they are putting an interim superintendent in place. The permanent superintendent is the key.
Does it bother you that the Board of Education decided to use an outside, out-state entity to find their next superintendent, as opposed to perhaps using someone locally or in the state?
The search team, I've seen it happen in many different places for many different reasons. Their reasons for going with that particular team, I don't know, versus a search firm that was local. I'm not going to necessarily begrudge it at this point, because what's most important is the process, the input that the community has in the process and the transparency of the process. I absolutely 100% believe that whomever is chosen has to be someone who is of the community, someone who can heal some of these rifts that are going to be created through some of the decisions about right-sizing and trying to reorganize the district and put the district in a position to go forward. So it can't be someone who's not living in the city. It can't be someone who doesn't understand the lay of the land. It can't be someone who's going to have to take an inordinate amount of time to get up to speed on these buildings, their communities, and then our community at large. So for me, that's going to be the home run. I'm not going to hang my hat on, you know, the firm. I'm not going to hang my hat on how they've handled the Dr. Wallace situation. It's really got to be about what they're doing going forward and how effective they are in doing that.
On this program, board member Charles Ford said he thinks that one of the high schools is going to have to close. Obviously, you're with Save Our Sexton. Why should Sexton be saved as opposed to Eastern?
Well, first, I will agree with Charles in stating that I do believe a high school has to be closed, and I have a very simple rationale for it. If you throw everything else out, if you were to do what's called zero-based budgeting, meaning if you were going to build a school district and the city of Lansing just came into existence, and you looked at the population trends and you looked at the number of students who would populate those high schools, your data would clearly show you would only need two high schools. Therefore, we really don't need three high schools going forward, at least for the foreseeable future. And I say the foreseeable future is about 10 to 20 years out. why should Sexton be kept open versus Eastern? We go back to the reports that the Lansing School District themselves have commissioned over the last 10 years. All of that data supports keeping Sexton open versus Eastern in terms of the long care, long-term cost, the flexibility of the building. Most importantly and most pivotally, Eastern sits in a business corridor. The intersection of Pennsylvania Avenue and Michigan Avenue is a business corridor. It is not a neighborhood. Sexton sits in a neighborhood that has already been affected by closed schools, Verlinden, Main Street, and obviously the Verlinden General Motors plant. If Sexton were to close, it would create a blight, a irreparable blight in the old West Side neighborhood community, and that's a historic Lansing community. So at the end of the day, keeping Sexton open is actually beneficial to the city as well as to the district. The two are intricately tied. You can't separate the two. Sexton should be the pivot point towards looking at what the district does in the future, and I do believe that future contains a new high school.
Guillermo Lopez on this program said that he thinks a new high school needs to be built, which would probably cause Sexton to be closed.
Every single building in this district will be closed someday, and every person who doesn't grip that reality is not on an agenda to educate our children or to save the district and, consequently, our city. These buildings weren't built to last forever, nor were they built with every accommodation that's needed in mind. The biggest problem this district has, second to none, is the exodus of students from it. According to the Lansing School District's own report, they've lost a matter of 45,000 students since school of choice has been enacted. That is a district. It's probably roughly the size of DeWitt Public Schools. It is a district. If they were to return roughly half that number, there wouldn't even be a budget problem. The fastest remedy to putting children in your school district, second to none, is building a new high school. And Hope Public Schools is a perfect example. Their numbers exploded when they built a new high school. And I'm not going to speak on the quality of education. I'm sure that they educate their children quite well, as well as what's going on here and in other districts. But it is a stellar example of how to get students infused into your district very quickly, build a new high school.
Bill Morris.
And a new high school needs to be built.
Bill Morris is with Save Our Sexton. Bill, I know we'll be talking with you again real soon. Thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thank you, Tony.